Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Chof Aleph. And we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. Birech Birkat HaPesach Patarat Shel Zevach, Birech Et Shel Zevach, Lo Patarat Shel Pesach. So we know we've got two brachas that we have to make when it comes to Achila on Pesach. We haven't discussed this because up until now we haven't talked about the actual Achilas HaPesach. Obviously, there is a need to make a brocha, just like we make a brocha of al achilas matzah. There's a brocha of asher kedushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu al achilas pesach. If you have a chagigat arba hasar to eat, so then you're going to need to make a brocha of asher kedushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu al achilat hazevach, which you would think comes first, correct? Because the pesach is nechal al hasova. But remember, as we explained before, that and we're going to see today from the way that the Gemara works out, that it's much more logical, and many of the Rishonim clearly indicate this, that we start with the Korban Pesach, not with the Zevach. In other words, take our Seder, and then Bezrat Hashem this year, we're going to have the Korban Pesach. Where will the Korban Pesach be eaten? Some alternative spot? And what happens when we get to the Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel part? And we are certainly going to at least try to be Yotze with the Kerach, the way that Hillel would want the Kerach. Moshe, are you coming back here? So, obviously, the thing to do is to simply add, at that point, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu, Lechol Et HaPesach, together with, and then Lechol Et HaMatzah, and then to make the Kerach, and then to eat Pesach Matzah Morah after we do the Morah the same way that we do Bizman HaZeh. That's what one would think. If we do it that way, then that means that the first bracha that we're going to be making is to eat the Pesach. Remember, we had a machlokas about whether we should eat a kizayis of Pesach at that point together with the matzah and leave the rest of the Pesach to be nechal al hasova, or whether we eat the Pesach, and that's the ikar time to eat, and then we leave a kezias for the end, the same way we leave a kezias of matzah for the end, because there needs to be an achila of the Pesach al hasova, and we need to have the tam of the Pesach in our mouths for the whole night, and therefore we'll leave over a kezias. Those that hold that we literally do not eat the Pesach until the end, and it's nechal only on hasova, have a problem with this Mishnah. Because what the Mishnah says here is that if you're Mevarech on the Pesach, that then you're going to be Yotze the Zevach, but not vice versa. But how would that ever happen? It shouldn't happen because you're not going to get to the Pesach until all the way at the end of the meal, right? So the Pashtus is in the Mishnah that there may be different ways of doing it, but that there's certainly a strong possibility that you would make the bracha on al achilas Pesach, and then at the end of the meal, you'll be finishing your Korban Pesach, and then you'll be eating during the Seudah, the Zevach. So do you make another bracha on the Zevach, or are you already Yotze with the Pesach? Note how similar this is, and it's like straight up the situations that we've been talking about in terms of someone who only had lettuce. So when did you make the bracha on the Maror, right? And you were Yotze, started to eat the Maror before, even though the main achila may be later. So it would work out no matter what shita you hold. Like if you go like Reb Chista before, that you would always make the bracha on the tchila of the achila of the substance that's going to be the mitzvah. It doesn't matter. So therefore, this is like, you know, it sounds so far-fetched, but Lamaisa, you could see it exactly happening two nights from now. And it's exactly the same kind of Seder that you would always have, exactly the same issues about leaving the time of the Pesach in your mouth, except that this time you don't have that crazy so-called ersatz afikomen. You just have the matzah that you're eating with the Pesach at the end because of al matzah sabrorim yochlu. Fine. Okay, but then you'll have that time in your mouth and you won't be eating an afikomen finally for real. Whew. Okay, so now the question is, which is the ikar bracha? So Rabbi Yishmael says, the Gemara is going to discuss the logic behind this. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you mevorech the bracha on the Pesach, you do not have to make a bracha on the shlomim. This, of course, would include whatever shlomim you brought, whether you have your chagigas arbas, or maybe you've got some shlomim that you had left over, that this is the second day of the achil, who knows? Whatever the situation is, if you brought other shlomim, your nadar v'nadavis that you wanted to bring, that's fine. In any event, you were yotzei with the bracha of the Pesach. But if you made a bracha on the Zevach, you did not yotzei the Pesach, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, and you would have to be yotzei each one. Rabbi Akiva says there's no connection between these brachas. They're two completely different mitzvahs. Lo zo poteret zo, velo zo poteret zo. Says the Gemara, what do you think that this revolves around? Why would one bracha be the Iker and the other bracha not be the Iker? Now, of course, we would naturally have thought, well, I mean, look, it's Pesach night, so, you know, the Pesach is the Iker, and the Chagigas Arbasar, we're just eating basically to fill up, so obviously the Birchas HaPesach is the Iker. No, that is completely and totally nonsense. It has nothing to do with the price of eggs in China at all. Why? Because we're making a bracha on the mitzvah of the Achila. It has nothing to do with the night of Pesach. That's all. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, the way there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Zevach, always, because there's always a mitzvah of eating the basar of the Zevach that you brought. So that has nothing to do with it. The fact that it's Pesach is no reason for you to make the bracha on the Pesach rather than the Zevach. So that's not the issue. Therefore, there must be a much more profound issue, which is astonishing to us, until you think about it. And that issue is, what is the more primal carbon? Whoa, who would have thought of such a thing? So in the same way, there's a concept of which is the more primal bracha, so that we understand Esha HaKol Nieh Bidvaro is a primal bracha. And it's going to be kelel everything, essentially. So if you made Esha HaKol, you would be yotze, because you said the most primal thing. All came into existence through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then whatever details come afterwards, I understand that if I'm only dealing with the details, I make a bracha on the details, right? Fine. The same thing is true over here. Says the Gemara, Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, there's a concept of the primal carbon. An amazing idea. And the Pesach is the more primal carbon. How could that be? Where do we get such an idea? We get the idea because remember that ultimately what really counts about the carbon is the dam. The dam gets on the Mizbeach, then even if you didn't eat the carbon, even if something happens afterwards, the buzzard so makes no difference. But the Adam, hu banefesh yichaper, and that yichaper means any level of ritzui for any zevach, even for an eila, for a pesach, and so on. That is not coming for kapora, precisely for kapora. So now the question is, there is a machlokus in the Gemara about whether the dam of the Pesach is done b'shvicha, or whether it's done also as a getter of zrika. But the dam of the Pesach is different than any other carbon, because even the shlamim, which is done b'zrika, like everything else except for the chatas, which is done by using your finger, is done only with a zrika from afar. The zrika from afar goes on the two diagonal sides to create a shnayim shein harba, which becomes saviv lamizbeach. The Pesach is put al hayisod. The question of whether it's put directly by standing on the yisod and pouring it on the yisod, in which case no zrika is done at all, or whether you go like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you also throw to the yisod from afar, which is not the zrika that's done for a shlami, but which is just a shvicha on the yisod, means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, and he paskins that it's b'shvicha only. Anyway, so therefore, if you pour out the dam standing on the yisod of the Mizbeach, onto the yisod of the Mizbeach, that is a more primal and direct connection to the earth of the Mizbeach than standing a foot away and throwing it. It's as simple as that. So the same way that we've been talking about the inyonim of Pesach being the mokar of all of the dinim in the Torah, and we looked at Pesach as being the primal Isser Achila, the primal Isser Hanah, the primal dinim of Bittul, the primal way to deal with Tumah, and whether you should be, whether you are allowed to be mixing your various levels of Tumas and so on, amazing things. We find out at the closing Mishnah that Pesach becomes the primal way of relating to Korbanos. And therefore, it is the introduction that Klal Yisrael has to Korbanos. The nature of its primal connection to blood is so brought out by the fact that the Bidamaye Chayi refers to the Dam of Mila, which was part of the actual Chiyav of bringing a Korban Pesach, which is amazing. So it means that our own biology is tied to the Dam of Pesach. And that was an extremely primal experience. And therefore, that bracha of the Korban Pesach is a more fundamental bracha than any other korban. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, if I am zeicha to make a bracha on what it's like to actually eat from a Korban Pesach, I've already been yotze what it's like to eat from any other korban, which are just details. And because of that, the bracha of the Pesach is kelel, the bracha of the Chagigas Arba'asar, or any other korban. An astonishing Gemara, and it makes an absolutely stunning end to like the entire pattern that we've been watching in the Masechet. Therefore, says the Gemara, Kishetimtza lomar, when you get to the bottom of this, that we always use that lashon, when we mean when you work it out and you get past your prejudices and you really understand what's going on. So Kishetimtza lomar, what Rabbi Yishmael is saying is that Zrika is always included in the concept of shvicha, which is the most primal giving of dam. The fact that you can get the dam there by standing a few feet away and throwing it on the side of the mizbeach, and then it goes down to the yisod, nu. So that is never going to be the same direct contact. But shvicha cannot be included in zrika. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, the two matones have a completely different focus. And lo shvicha bechol zrika, and because of that, you won't be yotze your chiev on one from the other at all. So this now is this fundamental machlokas, amazing machlokas. Continues the Gemara to show that this issue is also can happen in other kinds of similar ways when we want to know who is the ikar person who is shayach to a mitzvah. So Rab Simaloi once came to a Pidyon HaBen, and they now wanted to know what to do with the brachas, because there's two brachas. We have the bracha on the mila, but we also have the Birchat Shehecheyanu. Now the Birchat Shehecheyanu, that is the question of who's the one that should be Mevarech. So the bracha, the Pidyon HaBen, it's Pshita, that al Pidyon HaBen, that is the bracha of Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvot avetzivanu al Pidyon HaBen, that obviously is the bracha that the Avi HaBen is Mevorech, because he is the one who is paid at. But the Baruch Shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'kiyonu l'azman hazeh, there's two brachas. The bracha is for the Avi HaBen who is zeicha to the mitzvah, and then there's a bracha of Shechiyonu v'kiyamonu from the point of view of the Kohen, who's involved in the pidyon, and he's the one that just picked up a lottery prize. I mean, wow, you know, he woke up this morning thinking he doesn't have enough money to pay the makolot. All of a sudden, he's a rich man. So maybe he should be mevarech the shechiyonu. So what do we do? Because kamati hana'a miyadei. So the Kohen is the one who actually benefits, and usually shechiyonu is said when you get something new and you have some particular hana'a. Or perhaps the Avi HaBen should be Mevarech, and he's the one, the Ka'avid Mitzvah. Lo Avi B'yadei. He didn't know. So he went to Bishoyel B'Beisim B'Bei Midrasha, and they said to Reb Simaloi, the din is that the Avi HaBen is Mevarech both on the Pidyon HaBen and also on the Shechiyanu, and that is the way that we actually paskin. Now the question is, what does that mean about the Kohen? Because the implication is that for some reason there would only be one bracha. And why shouldn't they both be mevarech? These are two totally different shechiyanos. A guy's being mekayim a mitzvah should be mevarech shechiyanu. A guy who is motayan al yadim, if the kohen put on a new shirt, wouldn't he say a shechiyanu? So what does that have to do with the fact that somebody else is being mevarech? I understand that the question may be, you know, for the rabbim who should be mevarech, but does the Kohen Mevarech or not? That's a question. There's a lot of machlokas in. The Nemuki Yosef writes that in something that other people lose out on, you don't make a Shechiyonu. So since this Kohen, he was the one who wasn't meant to go specifically to him. There were two or three Kohanim in the neighborhood. Now all of these guys were hoping to get the money. Now they didn't get the money. You don't make a Shechiyonu in a case like that. That's a big chiddush of the Nemuki Yosef. Okay, there's other approaches to this question that already Mubinugeh Halokha Lamaisa. I think it's time for us to move on and say our Hadrons. Hadron Halokh Arve Psachim, Veslikalam is Sechet Psachim. Oh my God. Hello, Sir Richard. Oh, how did you get a chance to fall asleep just in such a short time? Okay, you're in big trouble because Doc is here and he's puffing up behind you. And let me tell you something. You know, what happened on Yom Kippur when that Kohen Gadol knew that there was this guy and was puffing up, boy. Ah, looky, looky. All of a sudden we get action. Okay. This is a big problem because the girsa seems to be a wrong girsa. It makes no sense to say, what, just because someone is a Yoshev Kronos and anything that he does, he's not a Kabbal Tzchar. What, to say that the person is going to bear shachas because of Yoshev Kronos? There's a lot of discussion about this, because we never say such things unless it's to talk about people who are kafir and Teresh Baal Peh and have taken themselves away from Klal Yisrael. That's the type of shyness that we use for people that were meridin. So I got, this has been bothering me for forever. So I got a beautiful email from Ari Heyer, of all people, who sent me this email where there is a different girsa. I've got to find it here. One second. There's a different girsa in which, now I shouldn't find it. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. It's Chassam Sofer, basically, in which he writes like this. Rav Kook brings it. So he quotes it over here from Rav Kook. And Rav Kook writes, Hadavarta Muamot. Lo matzino anywhere that we should be misyachis li yoshvei kranot b'midah shel eiva to be mekalo li yoshvei kranot. I mean, that's wild. Adarab, anu chayavim litpalel ba'adam levorcham chal v'chomer shechalila lanu lekalalam. That's impossible. What about the margala b'pumidarabon of the yavna ani biria v'chaveri biria ani malachti b'yir v'hu malachti b'sada ani mashkim lo malachti v'hu mashkim lo malachto. I mean, I don't understand. How could we possibly be saying that they should be cursed to be Be'er Shachas? It's horrifying. So therefore, the Taina, that what happened is that the correct Nusach was that it said Miyoshvei Karot, Kuf Resh Vav Tav, with the sign that this was a shortening. So Karot with the two little things. And people thought that was Kronot. So there was a kav that was a little bit mukam, the siman shurashe tevot. So some sofer, when he was putting this into words, he thought there was a nun tluya, and he put in kronot. Fine, but what it's actually is referring to is the yoshve leitzim, which were choshed on shvichas domim because they go roim tirteraot v'karkasaot, which is where the Romans would put on their bloody until death type of shows. And anybody who exposes himself to that has obviously rejected the connection that the Chazal made to Klal Yisrael, not to become part of Rome. And he went and he joined up. Okay, so If that is the case, I think it's, whether that's the real solution or not, I don't know. But I'm sure I'm heck, I'm happy to hear that the Chassam Sofer was bothered by it and Rav Kook was bothered by it, and that at least there's an attempt to make a solution, because otherwise we have to explain Yoshvei Kronot that is being used in a very, very special way. And it means Bedavka, a type of Yoshvei Kronot who not Stam, he doesn't learn or that he's an Am Haaretz, but he's Mekadesh his life to doing the opposite of the Kedusha Satera. Okay, so now we can go on. So, Anu Ratzim L'Chayelam Abba, Ve'him Ratzim L'Ve'er Shachas, which is, this should be a schus for Ari Hayer. Shinemar Ve'ata Oli Elohim Toridem L'Ve'er Shachas, Anshei Damimu Mirma, Lo Yachetzuye Mehem, Ve'ani Eftach Bach, Yiratzom Milfonech Adonai Eloheinu, Kishem Shazratanu L'Sayem Mesech Psachim, Kein Tazreinu L'Atchil Mesechtot U'Svarim Achirim U'Lesaymam, L'Lmod L'Lamed, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו שלא ימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם ותקיים בנו ותעלך תנחה אותך ושורך בך תשמור עליך והקיצותי תשרך כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים אורך ימים במינה בשמאלה, אושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום, יתגדל ויתקדש שמי רבה, מעומד הוא עתיד להתחדת ולחי אמיתי ולעסק לחי אלמה, ולמבני קרתא דיור שלם, לשכלל החולי בגבה, ולמקר פוחן הנוכרו מיער לטוב, ופוחן הדשמי אליאטרי, וים לחקוש ובריך ובמחותי ויקרי, ויצמח פורקני ויקרב ושיחי, בחייכון וביומכון וחיידכו בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן גרי ואמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבו מבורך לעולם ולעומי הומיה, יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתאדר ויתעלה ויתעלל שמי דקודשה בריחו. לילה מנקור ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דאמירן ביומה ואמרו אמן. על ישראל והרבנן ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי תמידיון ועל כל מדיוס כמיורייתא דיבטרא קדישא דין ודיבכל אתר ואתר יהיה להון ולכון שלום הרבה חינא וחיסטא ורחמי וחי יריחי מזוני רוויחי ופורקנא מן קדום אבון ובשמיה והרב אמרו אמן יהי שלום הרבה מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במרומיו הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן סימן טייב ומזל טוב יהיה לנו לכל ישראל, אמן.